92.9 and 96.5 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There are a lot of people heavily supporting driverless vehicles across the country. They are starting to invade our neighborhoods. I think it was Domino's Pizza that invested a ton of money in drone vehicles to do their deliveries. They're starting to run around our neighborhoods. But just recently, the Tesla car company, which is trying to be the leader in driverless vehicles, wound up with egg on their face because one of their cars was running on autopilot and caused a vehicular incident. Not only did it crash into something, but it crashed into a parked state patrol vehicle in Washington State on a Saturday afternoon. That's very extremely not good. Nobody was injured, but the damage was extensive to both cars, and it's ironic that that police officer was on site because of another car which had veered off the road and wound up down in an embankment. The person in the Tesla assumed that the car would properly navigate its way to avoid the object in the way, but it didn't. I'm not an advocate of driverless anything. Sure, human beings make plenty of mistakes behind the wheels of cars every day, and yet I still have just a little bit more trust in people than computers when it comes to driving a car. I don't think the world's ready for driverless cars yet. Even the cops say, don't rely on that technology. Maybe they should take some more time and get this stuff right.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.